Last time, Krishna was speaking to Arjun and saying that like this, this welfare instinct like basically, you know, cannot be like always appropriate, you know. There is no way to like make something else out of that. Like Durgati is it cannot be converted into something which is not useful. And also, like this rule of kind of decay, like, also doesn't apply on that. Like, somehow it's beyond all these things. And another thing is like kind of, you know, this, like, you know, we find ourselves into some instinct, and then also we get tired of, like, you know, tired of that, you know. And what Krishna is saying, like, you know, in this there is no tired of, you know, like, always same enthusiasm, like people who use, like, it's not that they say, ah, you know, I'm tired of, by your asking question again and again. So this is like, you know, he's saying like this, there is no way that this instinct can be tired of, because somehow is known that, you know, that it's like, it's like time taking, it's not like kind of which could be understood, like, you know, immediately, like it's known. So that's why he's saying like from the repetition of, you know, kind of same kind of questioning, you know. Like he's saying to Arjun, you know, you cannot defeat me, you know. Basically, like saying to Arjun, that here. Because he again asked like the question, you know, like, yeah, it's true, but it's very difficult to, you know, this mind thing. And he, basically Krishna is saying, you know, don't feel, because also he would have felt some shyness, you know, like shyness and thought, ah, you know, like I'm asking again, same and same. And Krishna maybe, you know, it's getting tired of, like, from me. But that's why he's saying, especially this link, Krishna, he's saying that, Arjun, you know, you cannot defeat me in this conversation, because as soon as you ask, you know, I will come. It's not like actually, like why defeat comes, why boredom comes. Like if I'm using same, like if I'm going to words and answering, so then certainly there will be boredom, because you know, again and again going in the same tunnel of words. But if I'm going in the aliveness, so as I'm looking for the words in the aliveness, you know, like my body will also be recharged, kind of thing. Like it is not only helping questioner, it's also helping my body as well as, or Krishna's body as well as. So that's why he's saying, there is no way that you can defeat me, to Arjuna. So please keep on as long as you know, you have stamina, kind of. प्राप्ति पूर्ण कृतां लोकान सित्वा शाश्वती समा सुचीनां श्रीमतां गेहे योग भ्रष्टो अभिजायते. And another thing he's saying, like, you know, even if you are not able to finish, like, even if this conversation doesn't finish, like from the point of view of Arjuna, because Krishna every time speaks to finish, every time. But he's saying, like, you know, from your point of view, even if this conversation doesn't finish, it's still, but you know, it's not that your time will go in vain, like, you know, that you will lose something. He's saying that actually, according to that, according to your situation, you will be born like in family in the places where, like, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe. Suchinam means you know, like, also there are minds who really go for negative side. There are people who really always choose the negative side. There are families who are choosing negative side. So saying that you will be born in a family where negative side is not chosen, you know, chosen, and like making effort towards the positive side, and like even if you fall on this path, still you will not lose anything, because again, like you will make use of, you know, like in next life. So keep on, you know, like basically what is saying to Arjuna, you know, just keep on. Don't feel for the finishing, you know, even if it is not finished, it still will be very helpful for you.
Ajayji, mm-hmm. I was looking at that sloka yesterday. Mm-hmm. They use the word yogabhrasht, right? Yeah. Which in has the sense of something very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Right? Like somebody makes a serious mistake. Mm-hmm. Right? So is he implying that never mind, you will carry on where you left off? Right. There will also be some consequences of the mistake. Right?
Yeah, there will be, but not that like one cannot overcome.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Like, okay. He's saying, like, certainly, you know, like, there will be time, but not that you cannot make it. That's, you know, that. Even if somebody falls from the path, still, like this conversation will be useful, you know, like somehow, like if you find some upliftment, that will be used in your text. And I think, you know, that makes, like, makes sense, because like many people we see, seems like very advanced, but not have practiced that, you know.
Right, right.
So that means, like, what Krishna is saying, it makes some sense. Athva yoginamev kule bhavat srimatam etat vidhi durlastaram loke jan yat idrasham. Also, one might be born in the family of yogis, and like he's saying, like which is the most kind of uncommon thing for the world. No, to be born in the family of a yogi is a durlabharam. No, it's not very easy. And that will help. Like again, you know, you will stand for the truth and kind of like get necessary help from your surroundings.
Who would be the kinds of yogis, right? Like in our current time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you give an example? Like when he talks of yogis, I think of guys with matted locks, right? So I think of guys with jada and so no, what,
like
what
yogis means like a, whose practice has been fulfilled and kind of like,
okay.
Yeah, like liberated ones. That's what he means, like
yogi,
you know.
Right,
like
okay.
Already said. Yogi means practitioner whose practices are fulfilled. And I think, you know, this is the perfect description of like satsang, like how that works, like the satsang. So saying, tatra tam buddhi sanyogam labhate paurva dehikam yatate cha tato bhuya sansiddho kuru nandan. Like somebody not having experience with the mist, like with the mist. So if I don't have any experience with the mist, like, you know, this
water vapor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, you know, I will see, like mist is up to here. So if I don't have any experience, you know, I will think that road is here,
right,
not there. You know.
Right.
And if I have experience with the mist, I will know our road is like in that. I will not try to kind of, you know, like this. So similarly, like satsang, like, you know, what he's saying, like he said, there means like being born with the family of yogis, then because of your practices, you know, there will be like some suspense, you know, like your truth and mist around, kind of. And confusion is like you will be confusing with the mist, like this. Some essence plus the mist, and you yourself will be confused because of the mist, you know, like where to put your feet, you know, like in the essence or like in the mist. And he's saying like this, with the help of Sansiddho. Sansiddho means somebody who has fulfilled, you know, who has fulfilled the practices. So, with the help of that person, means like, because you are in the family, in that family, you are in touch of those people. So, like somehow, because of connection, this will be possible to step in the essence, not with the mist.
Is the mist a metaphor for what we can add to an experience or something like this?
What we can
add to experience, or like a trying to fix or trying to understanding rather than standing on, as Jaya was saying.
Yeah.
Like trying to to understand. Like basically adding some.
Yeah, like, you know, some kind of like a still, like when we say we try to understand, like if we.
Or just like a description rather than just.
No, it's not like only description, it's like a state. Actually.
The mist is a state.
Yeah, like mist, you know, having essence but with the mist. Means, like, you know, somewhere. Like many times we say that, you know, I really, really feel, but I'm not clear. So somehow that kind of state. Like where you, somewhere you feel, but feeling has no clarity. So, like with that kind of state, you know, this satsang can be helpful, like really helpful, because somehow with the, you know, with somebody standing on the essence, it's possible to Paur Dehi Kam. What he's saying, that it's possible to like make a step, like probably if mist and essence both are there, then it will be very difficult to, you know, to go forward, because mist is not trusted, and because of not trust, no no activity, no action. And like if some, like if it is the family, and somebody can, like, you know, many times say, when you have to cross a river, you know, unknown river, and if somebody is walking ahead, it's like, does nothing, but, you know, actually you also go along. So somehow that way, it's saying that. In that way, you know, this satsang, like being born in that family, you know, that you will walk behind somehow, and trust will come because of that. So that way this will be helpful. And again, very kind of like heart touching, you know, like Purunandan, you know, son of, you know, son of Guru. Like certainly, I think, you know, Arjun would have enjoyed these things, you know, like certainly, like, you know, I really can feel from his side that, you know, this, I think, yeah, this certainly he would have enjoyed the most. Like when Krishna said to him, Kuruna, like path, Kuruna, this kind of thing. So he again says, Kurunanda, you know, this is really possible for you. And don't hesitate, just keep on asking. Don't think that you can defeat me. You know, there is no way. अभ्यासेन तेनैव क्रियते राव सोऽपि सः जिज्ञासु अपि योगस्य सप्त ब्रह्मात् वर्तते. Starting being moved by words, and he's saying that I think one example I remember, like being moved by words and how long it lasts. So like example is like, you know, I forgot, like one of the great writers, you know, of Europe, like he is describing that he went to church, and this priest, I don't remember the name, if you remember, please. So he was describing that, you know, this priest really great, gave like very good lecture, kind of like really very good, and while he was listening, he thought, you know, today certainly I will give all my money, like when at the end, you know, they do this aarti and like Sarodhi thali. So as he said, you know, as soon as this thali comes, you know, I will put all my money on that, and then slowly, you know, spending time, like still this was not finished. They said, maybe half of my money will be put. And then like after he said, maybe only one cent, whatever that was. And he said, like, he described, like, very honestly, like, actually, when this plate was in front of me, I thought of stealing five, you know, not giving any of them. And here, Krishna is talking, like, being moved by the word. So saying, sab brahmat vartate, like, you know, in these kind of situations, it's not that you are moved by words. Like many times, actually, it's not, you are not moved at all. You don't feel moved, but also you don't feel going away. Like, it's like he's saying, like, Sabdati Brahma Vartate, you know, it's, this is like, you know, this, whatever is happening, it's beyond the words. And you are not moved by the words at all. And many times, like, you know, there are all, like, situations that you want to go away. But somehow, you know, you don't go away. Kind of. Like he said, like, all these things happen. You know, if you are in the family of, like, this satsang, that instead of being moved by world, you can feel kind of, you know, like this, you know. But never enough that you leave. So, like, this is how to know if I'm in a satsang family or not. That means words will not be moving you, something else. And many times there will be enough reason, you know, that you say, ah. Even many times you say, ah, tomorrow I'm not going to come. And like when time happens, you know, like you find yourself again getting ready and coming. So saying like, just to like, you know, to for a checkpoint, you know, this will be like a kind of checkpoint. You yourself will not be sure about it.